This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you heartfelt thanks for the good examples of all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now find rest and refreshment with you. May we, with all who have died in the true faith of your holy name, have perfect fulfillment and bliss in your eternal and everlasting glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Please be seated. Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
And happy feast day. I searched high and low for the appropriate film clip I wanted to share with you today. But unfortunately, all I was finding were negative political ads for some reason. But there was one particular story I was looking for, and I did find it, and I'd like it to share it with you today, as it speaks to an important theme that comes out in this celebration, and especially our gospel story. It tells a very surprising story of a man in Brazil. Let's see if we can watch the clip.
You can call Gilberto Araújo a dead man walking, or just the victim of a case of mistaken identity. The family of a man in Brazil got the shock of a lifetime when the relative they were about to bury showed up at his own wake. Gilberto Araújo heard rumors that he had died. So the 41-year-old car washer decided to go to his mother's home where the wake was held, to prove he wasn't dead.
When I walked through the door, I saw the coffin and was a bit flabbergasted. I asked, "What is this?" And they said it was a service for me. And I said to them, "I'm alive. I'm not dead."
Gilberto's family hadn't seen him for months. His own brother identified the body.
There was no way to tell the difference because they were actually very similar. So I proceeded to confirm it was actually my brother and brought the body home.
Gilberto even tried to phone someone attending the wake, and it was thought to be a prank call.
I saw people screaming, "Gilberto is alive! He is alive!" One of the guys was even a bit drunk, and he said, "I told you I saw the body moving in the coffin."
The question now is, who's the man in the coffin? Authorities have launched an investigation into his identity. But for now, a family that was once grieving is now grateful their loved one is alive and well. Shasta Darlington, CNN, Sao Paulo.
Can you imagine what it would be like to be Gilberto? To suddenly find that everyone whom you knew thought that you were dead. Could you imagine what it would be like to be Gilberto and all the people that you knew who thought you were dead now saw that you were truly alive? This is what this feast day is about. We celebrate the communion of saints. As our catechism tells us, the whole family of God, living and dead, those whom we love and those whom we hurt. We gather as those who are truly alive. We certainly celebrate those who have gone before us, marked with the sign of faith, and now find their fulfillment in heaven, and we rejoice that we will see them again when we are there as well. We celebrate those who will come after us, but we celebrate the fact that we have died and are truly alive. We are going to shortly be celebrating the baptism of Kendall Marina. And we say, when we talk about the baptismal liturgy, we die with Christ so that we can truly rise again in new life. We, as the saints of God, have been given this new life. So why do we live as if we're dead? Why? We have been given this gift as the communion of saints, a gift that the world needs, is crying for. to be given hope. The gospel today talks about Lazarus. Lazarus who was dead. And Jesus brings back to life. And what does Jesus say to those who are there? Unbind him and let him go. The same thing is said to us. Hear those words today. All of those things that bind you up, let them go. And go out and be that resurrected person with the resurrected life of Jesus Christ that each one of us is called to be and to proclaim and give hope to ourselves and hope to this world. I know you people. I know myself. You have all, we all have experienced in some way or another this death. But you have all come out the other end, and you are alive because of the grace of Jesus Christ that enables you to be in this church today. So live it. Share it. Proclaim it. I ran across this cantankerous Baptist preacher's writings, and he's just intrigued me, and his name is Carlisle Marney. Listen to this story that I found in Christian Century about him. He was speaking to some Christian students at a Christian college, and a student asked, "Dr. Marney, would you say a word or two about the resurrection of the body?" In a few minutes, we are going to proclaim our faith and say that. And Dr. Marney replied, "I will not discuss the resurrection with people like you. I don't discuss such things with anyone under 30. Look at you all," he said. "You're in the prime of your life. Never have you known honest-to-God failure, heartburn, impotency, solid defeat, met brick walls, or mortality. You're extremely apt and handsome. White kids who have never in all your lives been 30 miles from home or 20 minutes into the New Testament or more than a mile and a half from a Baptist or Methodist church or within 1,000 miles of any issue that mattered to a kingdom that matters. So what can you know of a world that makes sense only if Jesus is raised?" But we know that world. You have lived that world. In one way or another, we all have been bound, and Jesus is saying to us today, be unbound and let yourself go. Unless you have suffered oppression yourself from within or from without, you can't be unbound and know the resurrection. Unless you've been kicked in the face by the prejudice or the greed or the selfishness of other people, you can't be unbound and live a resurrected life. Unless you've had to pick up the broken pieces of your own dreams, you can't live a resurrected life. Unless you've truly failed at something that was incredibly important to you, but through the grace of Jesus Christ moved on, you can't share a resurrected life. Unless you've known in your own bones what it means to need to be forgiven by another human being whom you've hurt, or by a God you've offended, you can't be unbound and live a resurrected life. Unless you've known what it means to love someone enough that you ache at their gravesite, you can't be unbound and live a resurrected life. But I know you all have been there. And here you are. So why not be unbound and share with the world what the world needs most? There's another story about this Carlisle Marnie. He was giving a lecture, and he was talking about his own struggles. And he said in the course of his talk, "Why, some days I don't believe the resurrection at all." And a gasp came across the crowd. Well, afterward, his friend caught him in the hall and said, "Marnie, you shouldn't have said that." And he replied, "Well, if you're so smart, what should I have said?" And his friend replied, "Whoever said that you have to believe in the resurrection every day?" Marnie responded, "Well, when do I have to believe in the resurrection?" His friend told him, "On the day you die, and on the day you are called to help someone else to die and to live again. That's when you need to believe in the resurrection." And Marnie said, "Amen." We are called to believe in the resurrection because we've experienced it in our lives. And we are called to believe and share that resurrection with the entire communion of saints, the whole family of God. So on this day, as we celebrate our sainthood together, be unbound and let yourself go. Amen.